All right, the three of us are back finally. So it's been some time. The international break has done a lot of good for us. We're back and we're rejuvenated here. I'm Saru. Hi, Arush.
Hi, how are you?
And hi, Baru.
What's up?
So what did you do for the break, actually, international break?
What did I do for the international break?
Well, my club left me early, so I thought I visited Ibiza or something.
I was practicing with Victor Valdes in Man U. He was feeling left out and lonely.
But good news for him, I think. Newcastle want him now since Tim Krul is injured.
Yes.
They really need a goalkeeper for this season.
So yeah. what's the good news?
It's good for Valdes. Finally, he'll play and he'll get a jersey number.
Yeah, he's been practicing with the under 21s. So he's posting pictures, his lonely pictures on Twitter, saying that good practice today, thank you coach. And then he's posting the pictures of the dressing room with his studs and the empty dressing room.
I heard he's also coming as a lead in the sequel of Tare Zameen Par.
All right, let's get into this. So while we were on a break, this is the big story. So this is our story of the week. Jurgen Klopp.
Ja, 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 ja.
So guys, what did you make of Jurgen Klopp's rockstar entry to Liverpool?
Well, I mean, I don't think anyone really saw that coming.
Do you feel bad as an Arsenal fan now that you can't hire him?
Arsenal is not the type of club that, you know, goes back on its contract or something. And I don't see anywhere where Wenger would have been kicked out before his contract ended. And he still has like 2 years on that. So we have time. He has a 3-year contract. So
yeah, so this is what I was reading on Twitter and everywhere, that people are feeling really bad. Oh, shit, now we can't get Jurgen Klopp. He's gone to Liverpool. It's like all these... Even I saw some West Brom fans. They're like, oh, no. What's happening?
But it's actually not expected, I mean, to be very honest.
But weren't we thinking that Sam would come to Liverpool or something?
I think both Jurgen Klopp and Sam Allardyce are like, okay, there are two vacancies, it's between both of us, let's see which phone call comes to us.
But then I think Allardyce said rightly, I mean, there is a penchant for these foreign coach in these 4 or 5 big clubs, and that's what he said. My name is not Alan Cheney, otherwise I would have been the coach of Liverpool.
Yeah, but let's talk about only Jurgen Klopp right now. So first of all, before Jurgen Klopp, Brendan Rodgers.
Do you think he actually deserved it?
I remember we were talking about it. I said, who will they find better? But then think of this. He's been given 3.5 years at Liverpool. And given...
Okay, then compare these 3.5 years to the previous 3.5 years. What did they do bad, I think? At least they almost won a league one.
The same in the previous 3.5 years. Even Benitez won almost. They came second.
Oh, but I think even...
I think they got the transfer policies on.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's the whole... I guess that's where it is. That he spent all the Suarez money and more money. And who is a success in all the people Brendan Rodgers bought? Coutinho?
See, I think that's... So they've almost lost one big player every season. I mean, not one big, I think the best player every season.
They lost one player and they still can't replace that player. So
to be fair to him again, I mean, I think what? They've lost 2 matches this season, right? They're still 5-6 points from...
Yeah,
the
but then...
So, I mean, the league is really competitive. So it was actually not a very bad performance.
No, but think of it this way. No, the club probably realized they need to spend way more money. And they didn't see anything happening. And it had reached kind of stagnation, Brendan Rodgers thing. So they said, okay, it's better to change now. Give this guy 6 to 7 months till the season ends. And then he can spend our money instead of we just trusting Brendan to spend, who clearly hasn't spent it well.
I think who better than Klopp would understand losing the best player every season?
I know, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
if you put it like that, then I think he's the perfect replacement.
So I guess that was the brief to Jurgen Klopp. Look, you're going to lose one player every season.
Like,
I'm used to it.
Like bigger than Götze, bigger than Lewandowski.
Yeah. So I think he's going to... But anyway, so what did you think of the press conference?
It was amazing, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't expect these kind of questions from him.
Yeah, I don't think...
These kind of answers from him.
Yeah, I'm sure Baru doesn't know this feeling because his manager's been around for 20, 21 years.
You can change managers?
Yeah, didn't you know that?
Hmm.
Yeah, but isn't this like the biggest manager signing after Mourinho of 2004?
I think the biggest was Ferguson leaving and Moyes coming. So the whole aura of that signing was something different.
Yeah, there's no aura in
Moyes
signing.
He was stepping into like huge shoes.
Yeah,
so
but then
it definitely got more press.
I heard Moyes' first press conference and Klopp's first press conference.
Klopp was really all over the journalist. I mean, the way he was answering. Brendan Rodgers, who was always... he was really sorry about...
Yeah, but then think of it this way. No, if this is Klopp even before one match. Will he be giving the same sort of answers?
I think he has a very big match next one.
I think the reason the press conference got so much footage was that German English is actually easier to understand. More easier to understand than Scottish English. That's why no one like really gave a fuck about Moyes and all that.
Yeah, probably. For Liverpool. He's charged the entire town. They're like people...
Did you just say Liverpool?
Did I say that? Oh, jeez. My subliminal mind is just talking right now.
But I think whatever...
Let me correct. Liverpool, Arush. Liverpool. What now for Liverpool?
Okay, wait. Firstly, what do you think is there in Klopp's contract right now? Like... What is a good position for Liverpool to be in?
I guess this is what, if you listen to the press conference, he said, my aim is to win the title in four years.
No, title. He did say a title. He said, my aim is to win a cup in next 4 years.
Did he say a cup
or
did he say win something?
No, that was a reading on Soccernet. No, he didn't say anything clearly. I mean, are they winning the Champions?
He can't. How can he say that? He
probably the League Cup or Northern Merseyside.
Yeah.
Mitra Mandal.
Cup. Garba tournament.
Corporate Cup.
So what he's already banking on is, look, if I put you in top four, I don't spend much of your money, and I can actually get you in top four with that. I am expecting a sign
and a League Cup to, like, you know.
See, as an EPL fan, I think I'm really excited because the league will be like a lot more exciting now. At least,
you know, it's going to be even more exciting. More than the pitches, it's going to be more exciting than the press conferences. I can't wait for like more, you know, more.
He said this in the press conference, or he was saying it to somebody, that what is the biggest challenge at Anfield? And he said, I think the stands are pretty close. The manager on the other side might just get hit from my arm or something.
Now, will Liverpool finish in top four? We've spoken enough about how Liverpool are so boring to watch. That should change, right?
Firstly, I don't think they can do much because the players are going to be the same.
Exactly.
Until January.
Yeah.
But then maybe this
next thing you know, they become like Borussia Pool or something.
But then maybe this was the morale boost they actually required. I mean, see, Liverpool is not a bad team for sure. I mean, they have some really good players in the team. I think the only thing they were lacking was something, and he might just get it. Okay, but yeah.
But jokes apart, let's just move on to the next topic.
Yeah, because there's somebody else also who got a new job this week, right?
Sammy boy.
Yeah, he's back.
So Sam Allardyce is back at this horrid club called Sunderland. So let's like back up the whole thing. Dick Advocaat somehow, against the laws of nature, again keeps Sunderland up in the Premier League. Then he's like, I'm done, I'm going. And then Sunderland fans like start sending flowers, everything to his wife. And they're like, please, they beg him to stay. And he's made promises by the club. And after 7 games, he's like, I'm done. He actually didn't even take a severance pay.
Are you sure they were Sunderland fan or it was John Terry?
DVP line Martha.
So Sunderland are the team to beat, like along with Aston Villa. So what you think Sam Allardyce will keep Sunderland up this year?
No, I think more than Sunderland being in the news after Sam joining in, it's going to be more about Sam's autobiography that's being serialized now, like Gerrard's was in the Sun. So rather than, you know, even if Sunderland defeat a big club like 4-0 or 5-0, they're still going to give more fucks to what he's saying about Wenger or, you know, all
that. Did he say something?
Yeah, he's like, Wenger's an arrogant fuck, I hate him.
Did he say, use the word, the F word?
Fuck toh theek hai, he used the A word.
What, arson?
Yes.
Yes, so the story of the week, guys, is basically the two new managers coming in. But while we are still at the story of the week, this shock rumors that Brendan Rodgers is being lined up to replace Tim Sherwood at Aston Villa. You think he'll even come back to a smaller club like Liverpool, like Aston Villa?
Liverpool.
Man, what's up
so
with
my
mind?
It's an upgrade, isn't it?
If he wants to go abroad, he should come to ISL there. I mean, he'll find a lot of options.
No, it's not that bad.
Even Anelka can coach away. For fuck's sake, Nicholas Anelka, manager's nightmare throughout his career, is Mumbai City's manager.
Yeah, but have you seen how Mumbai City players even look up to him now? They
don't have an option. He's so tall.
They're like, oh, we have to. We are looking up, actually, sir. It's not out of respect.
Don't look up to
you. We have to just look up. Now, the week that was, so being the international week, so there were Euro qualifiers going left, right, and center. And almost all the teams other than Netherlands are through.
What's up with the Orange Army, man?
Oh man, I think they face the biggest challenge tonight. So they're facing
Peter Cech.
Peter Cech. And I mean, it's not even sure, even if they win this.
And the country named after Peter Cech. Czech Republic, guys, come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, coming back to Netherlands, I think even if they win, they still have to wait for Turkey's result against Iceland.
But obviously, Turkey do not have Tunçay Salih. Because he's in a more important assignment with FC Pune City.
Iceland is actually in the top of that group. I mean, you cannot underestimate them.
Let's talk about England. 100% record.
They're just breezing through.
Yeah.
I mean,
so my guess is, at what stage are they going to get out of the tournament?
The first, as usual. Oh, wait, this is Euros. Second.
So, no, come on. Quarters at least, no? Isn't it like quarter, semis and final?
I think we've seen what England is capable of.
Yeah, but even then, I mean, it's not like they left it till the end like Netherlands.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Finished 100%.
Yeah, they had Switzerland in their group and all of that.
Zero draws, yeah? I mean, people like Chamberlain, Walcott is scoring.
Did you see the match yesterday? There were like some...
They won 4-0, I think.
Yeah, they're like 35 players, English players playing in the English Premier League. I think over the last weekend, at least 22 got a chance to play for the England team. So it's like that. But
they can afford to do that, right? I mean,
yeah, they can, because they did have 100% record. And
yeah,
but
so
the match of the week was Ireland versus
Germany.
Fuck that shit. Just German fan of ours sitting next to us right now.
Ireland, that part, you should have seen the stadium, how it just went mad. It went berserk after that match. No one expected to win against Germany. They didn't win.
What was the scoreline?
1-0. What did you expect? It can't be more than that.
But Arush didn't even know that Northern Ireland was a country.
Yeah. So thank you, UEFA Platini, because our man Arush is improving his geography right now. Just watching these random Lithuania, Luxembourg, Northern Ireland games. So at this stage, who do you think are the favorite for Euro?
Oh, just because Navratri has started, I'd just like to put Spain in here. Jai Mata Di!
I think Italy are playing really well.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. They're playing really well.
Oh,
wait. There
are actually reports saying that are Italy actually improving under Conte, other than like against what they were in the World Cup. So
I think whatever I'm seeing, obviously, I mean, internationals are not very much watchable, but whatever I'm seeing, I think Italy is a very good team. England is a very good team. France, obviously, they are post. We've not seen them playing, but I think there'll be a very tough fight.
Giroud scored.
I mean, even if Giroud can score for France, that means
the supply line
is so good.
See, England, I'm sure, again, I think they did the same thing in the Rugby World Cup also. They bowed out.
Let's not talk about...
But at least they qualified for 2019. Third place.
Oh, England. They invented cricket. Okay. They can't even get past group stage. They invented football. They can't get past group stage.
They bisected football into two sports. Rugby and association football.
And they can't get...
Even then,
both. Oh, shit. I mean, are they good at like darts or what?
Wait. Off the top of your mind, one sport where England is on top.
Cycling, the 800 meter.
I think if they win next two matches, it's top. I think, will they be on FIFA rank one?
No.
Belgium would be on
Belgium,
FIFA.
Yes.
Okay.
So
don't give them such.
I think Mo Farah is like the world champion in 800 meters
but he,
and 1600.
Yeah, he had to become an English citizen, or is he from an African descent?
It's the whole sports.
Yeah, but still, he's an England
citizen.
He's an England citizen. Yeah, like exactly how Oman. So we're watching Oman versus India.
India 3-0.
So Oman, Qatar, Iran, all of these countries are doing that. They're getting either expats back. Or they're getting like foreigners converting the, you know, what's the thing?
Getting the naturalized citizens.
Exactly.
I think the saving grace for the Indian football team is J.K. Sandhu, the goalkeeper.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
And
not
being
he's a class apart.
Yes.
That confidence he brings in his side, it's different. It's like borderline, cockiness or whatever. But yeah, I mean, you see him, right? He's controlling his pace.
Yeah, he's like, I'm playing in the European League.
Yeah,
I know what to do this. You guys try and score a goal.
And when they do, he just closes his eyes.
So anyway, that was the week that was International Week. So,
welcome
this is what the fuck news of the week. Alright, so here it is. So
yeah, fuck you, sensible.
The Mexican coach, he's had a mustache for forever now, forever. And it's a pretty big promise he made, saying that if Mexicans beat US and get into the Confederations Cup, he's going to shave off his mustache. And the Mexican Football Association then puts a photo of him, him actually fulfilling his promise.
Oh.
So if that's the question, guys, then the question is, what's the one thing you're willing to do, Arush, if India qualify for the World Cup? Come on.
Cue Indian Idol.
Come on.
Thriller music.
Yes. Be the proud Indian that you are. What's the one thing you're willing to do for if India qualifies for the World Cup?
I mean, I can do a lot of things, actually.
One thing. What's the one thing you'll do? We all know you can do.
No, wait. A lot of things. Fine. Top three.
Yeah. If you can do a lot of things.
This sounds exciting.
Name top three things you can do.
Okay, I won't have beer for a weekend.
Really?
Oh, man,
not that huge a sacrifice.
Okay, that's one. What's two?
Okay, I'll chant Liverpool in a match for sure. I'll support Liverpool in a EPL match.
Yeah, guys, Arush is a Man City fan. So if him chanting Liverpool for like 90 minutes...
Yeah, no one will still care.
Yeah, no one will still care. But then that's the sacrifice he's willing to do for the country.
Sacrifice, come on. A
yeah, think
sacrifice. We are Indians. I mean, sacrificing with English clubs on...
Yeah. So while Arush is thinking, what's the one thing you're willing to do?
Even I'll shave off my mustache, man. I don't think anyone remembers what I looked like without a mustache.
Yeah, so that's not a big thing now. So come on.
No, it is. Yeah.
You... Well, it's not like you've grown mustache all your adult life, right?
I have.
You have?
I have.
I'll find a photo,
sir,
and post
what
it.
What will you do?
What will I do? I am going.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Kal raat se soch ke baitha hua hai
sala. I was thinking, what will I do? Then I am going to do completely religious stuff. I am going.
He had two questions on his mind. What will I do? And when will someone ask me what will I do?
Yeah.
No one was doing it, so he just put it into the podcast. Now.
Yeah, I was like, no one's even asking me what sacrifice I'm going to do. So
what
will
so
I do
is
I am going to eat Jain food for like 2 months.
Aren't you veg?
Well, Jain food is even worse. So,
oh.
Wait, hold on. There's more to this. I'm going to wear lungi to office for like 3 weeks and no chappal, and I'll go to Sabarimala temple and I'll photo 101 nariyal for the Indian team. Come on. Beat that, Arush. That's what I'm willing to do for my country qualifying for the World Cup.
Saru's family, are you listening? Aapka bachcha jaini aur religious ban gaya.
Mom, I'm religious. Please believe me.
but do you think, to be very honest...
Terms and conditions apply, auntie.
Do you think you will see that in your living life? I mean,
definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not,
because, see, the only barrier we need to cross right now is how do you keep the skill levels, like, you know, maintained? Because... Our junior teams are actually pretty good from what I've heard.
Yeah, it won't happen in the next 4. I think in the next 12 to 16, probably.
Under 16 teams.
I don't see that in next 40 years also. To be
so if you don't see it, why can't you do something outrageous if India actually qualify for the World Cup?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's going to happen.
Yes.
Arush.
You said you can do many things, Arush.
Yeah, okay.
And Saru's giving you ideas now.
Yeah,
you know?
Come on, think religious.
So this is the first pointer of our next podcast, How to Get Banned.
That was WTF News of the Week.
Wait, aren't we going to talk about how Manchester United lost to Arsenal? Like,
oh, yeah.
We haven't had a podcast since then.
Yes, giving with what the fuckness. How did Manu lose to Arsenal like that?
Was it just those 10 minutes? Or
we predicted it, come on.
Yeah, we predicted an Arsenal, but... Look, what we predicted was it was going to be a 1-0, Arsenal will nick it,
yeah.
And all of that. But first 20 minutes.
You know, every Arsenal fan in the world almost jizzed in their pants at the 20 minute mark when he scored the third goal. And they're like, aaj to boss.
8-2, remember 8-2.
Aaj to revenge hai boss. Banta hai, bilkul.
But do you, I mean... Even though you're an Arsenal fan, was it just because of those quick two goals actually in those 10 minutes, span of 10?
Look.
In fact, 1 minute.
No, wait, hold on.
You're saying it's a lapse of concentration on United's side?
Exactly. I think it was just those 5 minutes. Otherwise,
but then,
the entire match, United was almost at par with Arsenal.
It doesn't matter. Look, once you're 3-0.
The entire first half was Arsenal.
Yeah.
Second half was an equal thing with United getting the chances, Marshall doing everything right except scoring a goal.
Yeah, but then this is what you
because
don't...
Peter Cech just got his shins
yeah.
into the way. That was such a good save.
The just at the stroke of the halftime
yeah.
one.
Motorcycle's down on the ground. He's groveling in grass, and Marshall is just there with the ball bouncing, and he just plays it.
I don't know whether we spoke about this or not. Actually, this was the first time in the Premier League era that United was 3-0 down in first 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, it was the first time in the Premier League era. They were 3-0 down.
All right.
Also the first time. Did Marshall not score in a previous match?
Yes, first time he scored a shot and it was not a goal. No, that was the previous match.
Oh, okay. But he scored anyway, right?
No, he played 3 matches before this. First 2 he scored, the third one he didn't, which was his best
so
performance.
So this is the second match in Premier League era where Anthony Marshall did not score a goal.
Come on.
Yes.
I mean, looking at the hype surrounding this fucker.
We'll be talking about this 20 years down the line. Ki this was the decline of Marshall. This is where it started.
Okay.
Yes, so that was the... What
when
the...
people start forgetting Anthony Marshall and start blaming Gonzalez again.
Alright, upcoming week matches or upcoming weekend's matches.
The biggest one for sure, the first challenge for Klopp.
Yes, Spurs versus Liverpool. I was reading today, Klopp had 9 people to work with today as his first day in training for Liverpool manager. So clearly no one's come back. He can't even... He had like 9 people to train with.
Do people even know that he's there? Okay, WhatsApp group pe unka message gaya hai kya? Arey, Klopp aaya
hai. Guard ne puchha ki bhai ID card kahan
hai? But there were a lot of fans clicking selfies and clicking. They had crowded his car. But then the players clearly didn't get the memo that they were training today. He had like 9 outfield players to train with. So obviously you can't expect miracles on that.
So first team outfield players or just players? Matlab,
just players, I think most of them.
Sunday football players, wahan Shivaji Park se chale gaye the log agar khel rahe
hain. Paul McCartney.
For all you know, this guy doesn't even recognize half of his team. I mean, I don't think so he even does.
Yeah, yeah. But he would have had that problem, let's
Danny
say.
Danny Ings, kaun hai?
At least you can identify.
Sturridge, kaun hai?
No, not Sturridge.
Yeah, he's like, Sturridge, kaun hai? Is easy to identify. Sir, he's nursing his injury there. But he's not managing Man City. If it was Man City, he can't differentiate Clichy, Fernando, Fernandinho, no one.
Forget remembering faces. You can't even remember names over there. Huh. Fernando and
Hey, Fernando. Sir, boss, Fernandinho.
Arey, nahin, jo left seat hai, khelta hai. Sir, hum dono udhar hi khelte
hai. Hey, getting back. Spurs is Liverpool. So
that's probably why Mancini left.
Yeah, he couldn't pass on his instructions.
I think Liverpool 3-0.
Really?
I'm sure.
This is
sure.
I really bet on it. 3-0 for sure.
See, Harry Kane said Liverpool will be 5% extra charged up. Only 5% more.
So that's draw 0.05.
So 3-0 okay. According to you for Liverpool.
Yeah.
Baru?
I think 2-1 to Spurs.
Whoa. All right, we have someone to make fun of next week. All right,
yeah.
Then Chelsea versus Aston Villa. Come
I really
on.
Want Aston Villa to lose and Rodgers to come there now.
Oh, so you're supporting Mourinho to win because your sinister mind says you want Rodgers to come back to Aston Villa.
But yeah, this is a Chelsea home game, so 2-1 to Aston Villa.
No, I'll stand by the same thing again.
Dogo
no, no, wait. There's actually a change. Ivanovic is injured for 2 weeks. So...
Guys, this changes everything. I'll flip it 2-1 to Chelsea.
Yes, so Chelsea
because
still...
Because at least now they have a defender who's defending.
Yes, Chelsea will still concede a goal. Not 2 or 3, but only 1, we're assuming.
That...
Okay, Everton, Man U.
Nil draw.
No.
Man U's taking this 2-0 away.
2-0?
Yeah, definitely.
It's a 0-0 draw. I don't know. Let's see.
I mean, they faced Arsenal. Arsenal is a really difficult side to beat.
Is Rooney fit to play?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
At least for Everton match.
No, but he doesn't.
This is EPL, not Champions League.
Yeah, he doesn't score in EPL. You kind of like...
They've got Marshall for that, na?
Yeah, Marshall and Memphis. So, to Man City versus Bournemouth.
I think
it'll be an interesting match.
Oh yeah, everybody's injured in Man City. Actually.
Man City, Aguero, Silva.
You know what? This guy definitely did not see this coming. You know, before this, they were losing all those matches, and I told you that it's just to make the league more interesting.
Yes.
And now he's like, well, fuck.
Yeah. He's like, why?
Because you saw the last match, right? Aguero.
Oh.
He was given a free reign. This guy's like, okay, fine, go score goals this time.
Wait, last match was the first half. I thought, okay, come on, Newcastle, you can draw this match.
And then boom, 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 boom.
I think he was taken off in the 71st minute.
After scoring 5
yeah,
goals,
exactly.
So don't feel sad for him.
But I think this week, he's injured, Silva is injured.
Pellegrini did not see that coming.
Godfrey
is like,
injured, Kolarov is injured.
So we have the Fernando, Sandinho.
So City are third right now, second.
No, the first.
In our minds and hearts, they're third. Our clubs are first and second. But in actual, they are first.
No, my club is still second. So, booyah, bitches. Oh, wait, you're first.
Wait, you're uncomfortable there. We know you'll come down to fourth very
soon.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember last season towards the end, you know.
But I think more than this match, next me, I mean, 25th obviously is the Manchester Derby. And
Derby.
Even for that.
Yeah, aren't there like Aguero and Silva probably?
Silva for sure is not playing, I think so. At least that's what the Spanish national team says, that he has a serious injury. Aguero still might play, but Silva is not.
I think that's the only reason Luxembourg were in news this week.
Oh,
David Silva ko injure kiya Luxembourg ke khiladi ne. So yeah, what predictions for the City match, Saru?
City Bournemouth. I'm going to go 1-0 Bournemouth.
Single digits?
Yes.
For the opposing team?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
1-0 Bournemouth.
I think if had it been any other team, okay, Bournemouth is fine, but I think 1-0 for City.
You guys have got to be kidding me. This is like definitely, it's still a 2-0, 3-0 to City. Very comfortable victory.
Baru, this is what we think. We fans of other clubs. Grass is greener on the other side. It probably is not.
actually, it's not. Arsenal does have one of the best pitches in the club.
So those are the weekend matches, and always please look forward to Leicester beating some team after coming from 2-0 down and
Ranieri.
And then let's cheer for the Orange in next 2 hours. Come on, Netherlands. It'll be a dull Euro, I think so.
Boo,
no.
Robin Van Persie.
Okay, so.
So those are the matches for the weekend. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Bye, Arush.
Bye, Saru.
Bye, kaun bolega be?
Bye, Baru.
Ciao, ciao.
Huh.
Thank you for listening to Football Twaddle.
Ta-da, ta-da.
Okay, bye-bye.